It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
It's time again to talk sports here on Catholic Radio Indy. Hi, I'm Will Hampton. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. We are underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, AAA in Indianapolis. Well, the road to the 102nd running of the Indy 500 is officially underway. Thank you very much. The IndyCar season started this past weekend in St. Pete, and congratulations to Sebastian Bourdais. He is your winner as they get started on the road to Indianapolis. And, of course, it's March, which means March Madness and lots of college basketball. Purdue and Butler both get bids to the Eastern Regional. Both are going to Detroit, which is a great road trip for the local media. They always like when a couple of the teams go to the same place because then they can save a lot of money and everybody just road trip to Detroit. And they've done a really good job in downtown Detroit. I've got a daughter who's going to go play softball at Detroit Mercy. So I've been up in Detroit the last year, and they have done a nice job with Detroit's downtown. I would recommend to stay like maybe over, and if you're going to these games, maybe stay over in Canton, Michigan, and drive in to downtown Detroit. And the big games, of course, are right downtown. They've moved all their athletic facilities to downtown Detroit, so it's kind of neat how they've done that. They've got baseball and football and the basketball and the hockey all right down Detroit downtown, and they've done a really good job revitalizing that area, sort of like what Indianapolis did with some sports facilities, and we wish the teams the very best. The Boilers, number 2 seed in the East, they open against Cal State Fullerton, and the Bulldogs are the 10th seed in the East. They play Arkansas. If both teams win, if both schools, Purdue and Butler, both win, they'll play each other on Sunday in Detroit. So that'll be kind of interesting for all the locals who are rooting for college basketball. We wish the Boilermakers and the Bulldogs the very best. And it's high school basketball season. We're on to the semi-state round, and it's my pleasure to welcome Rob New, the head basketball coach at Cecina. You were on this show last week. We were talking about how you'd never won a regional game. Well, you did more than that, Coach. You won 2 games, and now you're the regional champs. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thanks for having us on the show today again, Will. I think you brought us good luck last week, so I'd like to do it again.
Well, you know, I'll take that credit, but I don't think I had anything. I didn't score a single point on Saturday, Coach, so I don't think it had anything to do with me.
Well, maybe not, but I'll take. Hey, I'm superstitious, so I'll take any good karma I can get.
Well, how about we just make a date for next week? We'll try to get that too, right? But let's take care of business. You have 1 game to win. The way they do the semi-state now is right. It's just 1 game in the semi-state, and then you move on. Correct? Am I right?
Yep, correct. We're basically at the final 4 now. So you got 1 on the weekend. If you win that, you get to go to Banker's Life.
Wow, how neat is that for your kids? I mean, that has got to be, if anything, right now as a coach, part of your job is to try to control their emotions, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think, and you're 100% right. One thing that's helping us is these guys are really focused, and they have their eye on the big prize, and they've had it all year, so they've been taking 1 game at a time, but they're hungry. They're not really satisfied with just, you know, showing up down here to play.
Yeah, well, we're talking with Rob New. He's the head coach at Cecina, and you guys won 2 games in the regional. Take me back a little bit to this past weekend, what were some of the high points, and I saw the highlights of your games, and what I really noticed your team speed, and as you said, your athleticism, that really kind of set you guys apart from the other guys. And tell me a little bit about it. How'd you move on? How'd you get the 2 wins?
Well, in the first game, Union County, they were really good, and when you get to this point, you haven't seen a lot of these teams or you've never played against them, so that can be an advantage or a disadvantage. So we hadn't seen them much. We watched a lot of film. But they were a little more grinded out and slower, and we were a little more athletic and, you know, pushed the ball. But the nice thing is we've spent a lot of time this year on working on being more disciplined and slow, so we were able to slow down and play that style when we needed to with them. But when we had opportunities, we played them pretty close most of the game, and then we had a little 10-0 run in the third quarter, and that was pretty much, you know, that separated us from them. So that was good on the first game.
And then you moved on and got another win.
Yeah, Cloverdale was a different style. They had the number 1 player in the state of Indiana. Sorry if I'm a little hoarse today.
That's okay.
Yelled a lot this weekend. But they had the number 1 player in Indiana, Jalen Moore. He's averaging 37 points a game this year. And he scored his 1,000th point just for the season in the afternoon game on Saturday. So he was a handful, and whole different style there. So we just knew our goal was to not let him get 35, 40, or 45 like he did in the afternoon. We wanted to hold him in the 20s. And for the first, 30 minutes of the game, we held him to 17. And then the last two or three minutes, he got some junk buckets. But we basically held him to 28 for the game and about 20 for the first 30 minutes of the game.
And what a player he must be for a coach to say, we held him to 28. That's a baller, isn't he?
This guy's unbelievable. We saw the afternoon game. Shenandoah started off, and he got 22 in the first half. And then the second half, Coach McCullough switched to a 1-2-2, and they held him pretty well. So we said, why not try that? So we started off with a 3-2 and just played him that and held him to, 14 points in the first three quarters. So we felt like that worked pretty well. So we were pleased with that.
Yeah.
Shenandoah showed us kind of what would work, I think.
That's neat. We're talking with Rob New, head coach of Cecina basketball. They are regional champs for the first time in school history, and they move on to the semi-state. And now you get Forest Park, another team that about all you know what to do is to get on film and look at them there, right? I mean, this is this time of year, they are some teams that you don't know a whole lot about.
Yeah, we're lucky. I have a lot of coaching friends as you build up, over time that are really helpful to us. So that helps a lot. I've talked to a lot of them. They've given us some input. I think they're kind of like the Union County that we played in the first game, maybe like a Heritage Christian or a Ron Colley type team, bigger, stronger guys, grind it out, real discipline, going to make good decisions. So we've kind of seen that type of a game a lot this year with Beech Grove, Ron Colley, Heritage Christian. So I think we're kind of familiar with it.
Yeah, you were saying they're big. Tell me about their size again. Their front line is pretty good size.
Yeah, we looked it up on Max Preps, and they're 6'7", 6'6", 6'5", across the front line. So that's about like a Ron Colley front line.
Yeah. So I guess, how do kids, high school kids, are they pretty good at taking what they see on film and applying it? I mean, you think typically older, you think of college kids or even some of the pro, but more college is what you think of as far as looking at teams on film. Do you do a lot of video work and film work with your kids throughout the season, or is this something new for them?
No, I think, yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. They're not really used to a lot, but these guys, we have some veteran players, and we always do film. We watch film on every game. They have a password. They can go on at home. And most of our guys, we'll quiz them and ask them things and give them, a little test, and we watch it all throughout the whole year. So they watch film on every game. I don't know if all schools do that. I know all coaches do. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much the schools make their players, but our players actually enjoy doing it, and it's kind of like a strategic session. I mean, they come in and want to offer input and, give advice on, I saw this guy went left a lot, or, this guy crashes boards a lot. So I'm really happy that they really take the time and watch it.
Well, I know you guys have a lot of good student-athletes at Cecina, and I'm sure that plays a role to be able, they're smart kids, and they have discipline, and that stuff pays off this time of year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I know I'm pleased. We have a study table every week, and we get their grades once a week. And I know out of the 19 varsity sports, I don't know exactly where we stand today, but throughout the year, we're always in one or two or three of all the 19 varsity sports on the grade point average. So we put a lot of – if they have a D or an F, they have to be at study table. We don't need to practice. So we push grades first, and maybe it pays off this time of year because knowing the plays, knowing the other teams, doing scouts. So it's a scene of grades are – number one, and the sports are kind of secondary.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Cecina against Forest Park Saturday at 4:00, right? And you had a good turnout, of course, in the regional round. This is a little bit more of a road trip for your guys. And can you get the get the caravan going to Washington? You guys play at Washington, and you think you can get the crowd support? I hope you can. I'm sure you can.
Well, I sure hope so. I talked to our athletic director Jason today, and he said that they're going to try to get our band's going, so that's pretty cool. People don't like the band. They all get behind it. They're bringing 35 people in the band, and they're going to try to get two fan buses, so that's pretty neat. And we had an amazing – our crowd at Cecina in football, basketball, all the sports, they support the sports so well there. It's amazing the crowd, how they'll come out and support the sports programs. And we had an amazing crowd at Greenfield that really helped us. Mm-hmm. And I looked at – a lot of them already been calling in and say they're coming, they want to see the Hatchet House. So, that's where the Zellers play. It's kind of a story, a legend facility. So I'm on my way there right now, so I'm excited to see it myself.
All right. Well, Coach Rob New and Cecina, the Crusaders, on their way to the semi-state. One more win, and you get a chance to play for the state championship in 2A. So Forest Park is the game Saturday at 4 o'clock. Coach, go get them. Take care of your voice. I've heard if you put a little honey on a spoon and just kind of eat some honey, you'll get that voice back real fast.
Well, I'm going to get a little honey for lunch today. Thanks for the input there.
All right. Well, good luck, and thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, Rob New, head coach of Cecina. They are on their way to the semi-state. They play Saturday at 4 o'clock. Wish them the very best, and all of us here at Catholic Radio Indy definitely rooting for them to bring home the title. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a special story on a man who's built a business to give back. We'll tell that story when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
40 Days for Life is a campaign of peaceful prayer vigils held at the site of abortion providers throughout the world with the goal of eliminating abortion. Here in Central Indiana, the Lenten 40 Days for Life campaign will run from Ash Wednesday, February 14th, through Palm Sunday, March 25th. Would you consider making this campaign a part of your Lenten observance? Go to 40daysindy.org for more information. That's 40daysindy.org.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company in Indianapolis, AAA Roofing. Now, it's my pleasure to welcome an old friend, John Staggy, to the show. And everybody calls him John Stagg because they never say his name right. But he is the founder, the owner of a thing called Scooch. But that just barely touches the very limited edge of what John Staggy is all about. John, welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. Glad to have you on.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate it.
Yeah, now Scooch, people have seen him. I'm looking at one right now on my phone. I don't know if I can make the click work on radio, but there's a little bit of it. There, can you hear the Scooch? Tell me about Scooch. What is Scooch?
Well, thank you, Will. I appreciate you having me on. But Scooch is a functional cell phone case because the phone's being used as the new TV. In fact, I just canceled my cable subscription, my satellite subscription, and I started watching TV on my phone. So basically the Scooch just has a little kickstand on the back that you can put in landscape mode or portrait mode. You can also use it as a grip as you're watching TV too, or you can actually put it in a vent also if you got a vent or a CD player in your car, because you can use that as a GPS, or you know, you can see your texts as they're coming through. I wouldn't recommend responding them while you're driving, but you can at least see them, and you know, you don't want to miss a text from your wife.
No.
So
that's neat.
That's basically what we do here. So we're in about 5,000 stores across the country, and we're trying to convince the market that people need function in their cell phone case instead of just the old standard protection or, you know, a cute little flower on the back of your cell phone case. Let's make it useful, and that's what Scooch is all about.
Well, it's a fantastic idea, and I use mine every single day. But the main reason why we brought you on here to not only talk about your company, but what your company kind of stands for. Your background is, I think from Batesville, Indiana. You grew up and went to, am I right, Batesville?
And then Greensburg.
Greensburg. Why, real close, right?
Town over.
There you go. Right, Greensburg. That's the one with the tree out of the courthouse,
yeah.
Right? And then you went to IU. You hooked up with an old buddy of yours, Nick Tuttle. And you guys created a company that eventually you sold, right? And then you had a dream. Tell me a little bit about your background in business.
Well, I started out after IU trying to be a real estate agent. I'm not sure why I tried to go into real estate, but I had a couple failures in my life. And I finally started figuring out what I wanted to really do, and I wanted to start my own business. So I ended up starting a business called Technics, over on the east side of Indianapolis, just outside of Fort Bend, Harrison. And I was very fortunate that I had a lot of great employees and a lot of great customers, and I sold it. And I was telling a story the other day when I was speaking at the Hamilton County Leadership Academy about chasing cars. And what do you do if you're a dog and you finally catch the car? Well, when I sold my business, I finally thought, you know, I caught this car. And I didn't really know what to do with it after I caught the car, you know. I didn't know whether to, you know, be on the tire. I didn't know whether to sniff the tailpipe. I didn't know what to do. And so I actually went back to, you know, some of my original dreams of, hey, I need to do something, you know, philanthropic with this. And my wife and I ended up starting a fund with a company called CICF. And we started trying to figure out what we wanted to do with this car we just caught. And so we started a fund. We started doing some donations. And, you know, Will, and it's a funny thing. When you write the checks, it feels good temporarily. And it felt like we were just writing checks and we weren't really getting involved in, you know, the charity, or really were helping the charity. Certainly they need the money, but one of the things that really inspired me to start giving back in a systematic way is one of our customers is TCC here in Indianapolis, or actually in Carmel. And TCC has a portion of their company that's called the Culture of Good, and it's basically about a systematic way to give back to the community where your employees and the entrepreneur get really involved in the aspect of the charity. So you're systematically giving back not only time but also talent and trying to help that charity, you know, to build them up, and because they need organizational help, they need money, and they need talent to try to build up their organization too. And that one of the organizations we just picked here earlier last year was Prevail here in Hamilton County, which helps domestic violent victims, more specifically sexual abuse for kids and for adults, and domestic abuse and mostly women. There's some men in there, but that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build a culture of good and trying to systematically give back to the community.
And Scooch, we're talking with John Stagg. He's founder of Scooch, is the best way to describe you, or just entrepreneur.
Yeah. that too, both.
Yeah, both. But Scooch is a lot that was kind of your dream, was to create a business, exactly what you've done with Angela, your wife, is to create a business that is there to help others. And we're like you said, you caught the car, so you know funds and money, the stuff you needed to live and raise your family, was taken care of. And now you're trying to help other people with this other business and this other idea. So far, it sounds like it's been exactly what you wanted. I mean, like you said, it sounds like you've done more than just write a check. And that's the key element, it sounds like, to you. I know you do a lot with Guerin Catholic High School.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Why? I know your kids go to Guerin, but what did you see in Guerin Catholic that made you decide that was a place that you wanted to support?
That's a great question. Well, I think what we saw is when we put Dylan, my oldest son, he's a senior now, so 4 years in the Guerin Catholic, and I think one of the things that when you look for a high school, you look for a place for your son or your daughter to be developed, right? And not only just academically, I mean, because I think most places do a decent job at that, but being a steward of a faith and trying to get your son to heaven. I mean, that's one of the first things I met with President Lunsford over there. And I said, hey, what's your goal? Just joking around with him. I saw him at a Marion fundraiser from your old days. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the first things he told me. He said, my job's to get the kid to heaven. So
wow.
I think developing, you know, academically and spiritually, I think that's the key thing that we saw in Guerin Catholic. And I think Dylan's sort of a shyer kid, and he sort of came out of his shell when he came in high school. And I think he felt more of a community relationship versus just, hey, I'm going to school to get a grade here. So I think, you know, most of the teachers there really challenged him. The staff challenged him. And that was one of the greatest things that I think that we saw, you know, as a parent, my wife and I saw what's different about Guerin Catholic from, you know, our experiences with going to public schools in the past. So that's a very special place. And so when we saw that, we decided to obviously try to help Guerin Catholic to, fulfill their mission.
I know you guys had a lot of fun this last year. Your daughter Sarah plays for the soccer program. And you guys, there's student athletes have a different edge or a different, really what they have to do most, I would imagine you've learned, I did, I know what I have with all my children, is the time management skills that they learn to be a student athlete. How have you seen that, and how have you been able to kind of foster that through your daughter?
Well, first of all, Sarah, my daughter, is very organized and in a special way that my other kids aren't. And probably me, I'm not sure where she got that. Must have been her mother.
Probably.
But, I mean, as far as getting it organized, I think that first starts with, you know, the coach from a standpoint of helping the kids get organized and making sure they have their priorities straight. I know with Coach McClure, you know, academics were absolutely number one, because if you didn't perform there, you're off the team.
Yeah.
And so I think he helped them as a coach develop that priority that you better get your studies done or you're not going to play at all. So, and, you know, with the time management skills, you know, the mom, the manager of the team, we always have a manager of the team. We had some very good managers the last couple of years at Guerin Catholic. So the team mom and the coach, it really starts there, but it's up to the kids to execute and really develop a plan for their life, you know. And it really helps, I think, throughout their business life or whether they're going to go in just their, you know, after school, especially in college, the time management skills are very important. So I think that experience of being very busy, where you got soccer practice every night for 2 hours and on Saturday and you got a game, a couple games that week, it really tests your skills, and I think it's a life skill that I think all kids should learn.
We're speaking with John Staggy, the founder of Scooch and an entrepreneur, a Catholic man, goes to Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville, and his kids go to Guerin Catholic. And your business is set up to help be more philanthropic. That's really why it's there. How, if somebody's listening to this show right now, what would your advice be to them if they say, you know, that's a neat idea? Maybe they've caught the car also, and they want to get involved and be more philanthropic. How do they get that started?
Well, there's a gentleman I met. His name's Ryan McCarty, and him and his friend Scott Moorhead had written a book called Build a Culture of Good. And if they want to about that, how they can implement it, make it make sense in their business, and help them understand how that can actually increase the bottom line versus, you know, just giving money away. But build a culture of good. You can get it on Amazon, and it's by Ryan McCarty and Scott Moorhead. We're both Hamilton County guys, really great guys, really very both philanthropic. Ryan was a former preacher in Marion, Indiana. And he's built several charities, built several churches, not only in this country, in other countries. And two very fascinating guys that are trying to marry the philanthropic with the business community and trying to make both thrive at the same time, where it's a win-win situation, where it's not just somebody writing checks and the company kind of loses money and the other guys gain. And so they're trying to put together a beautiful system that we're trying to use here. And I think most business owners would find it very fascinating. So yeah. Build a culture of good on Amazon.
I think a lot of this, what your life is about right now, it seems like is a little bit from the Bible verse, the loaves and fishes. It seems like the more you give, the more you receive, and more you give, the more you seem to have.
Yeah, I think do well, it's a system. I think most entrepreneurs like me, you know, and you caught the car, and you got the big pile of cash, and you go, well, what do I do with it now? Is there something I can really do with it that makes sense, that can keep giving back, and that can keep building upon what I'm doing versus just you know, writing checks and kind of tearing down what you just built, you know, writing checks, you can build both of them at the same time, and you can build the charity up at the same time. So that's what a lot of entrepreneurs do to try to look for a system to build something, right? And that's the whole, you know, money-making machine type thing that we try to look at. And this is a very similar concept.
Well, John, thank you very much. Appreciate what you do. God bless you and all that you do for the community. And it is really special. You and your wife, Angela, of course. If people want to, let's say they want a Scooch Case, what's the best way to get a hold of a Scooch Case?
You can go on scoochcase.com or you can go on Amazon. We've got many of the older models on Amazon along with our website. And just know that if they do buy anything, that a portion of that of those profits always go back to the local community here, and we'd be more happy to call them Scoochers.
Scooch, that's S-C-O-O-C-H, scoochcase.org, is that what you said?
No, .com.
.com, okay, scoochcase.com. John, thank you, and God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Will.
All right, that's John Staggy. We're going to take a break. Catholic Sports Weekly wraps up right after this timeout.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
Again, thanks to AAA Roofing for underwriting this show, Catholic Sports Weekly. A special thank you to Rob New, the head basketball coach at Cecina. Wish him the very best. Go get him in the Semi-State. They play Saturday at 4 o'clock down at Washington High School. And John Staggy from scoochcase.com. A neat story about an entrepreneur who's giving back to his community. That'll do it for us this week. Enjoy March Madness. And God bless, and thank you for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.